You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're here, ladies and gentlemen. The election was last Tuesday. Doom and gloom seem to go everywhere, but we're still here. Nothing has happened. The world hasn't ended. I'm Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio. So apparently our voice is still out there, and the world has not stopped spinning. Although, Biden has promised swift action on guns. Now, we hope it doesn't come to that, but we'll see. And, of course, this election isn't over yet either.
Depends on if we keep the Senate.
Yep, that will make a difference as well. There are other elections still to be held. There are runoffs to be done. I mean, there's so much work to still be done until the dust is completely settled. But let's assume for a moment Biden and Harris are president, co-president, whatever the hell their titles are going to be. I don't know. I don't know who's going to be head of what?
Let me tell you, right
a head?
Now,
the
right,
head?
Right
giving
now,
head?
The what? Head. What? What?
Who's going to be the puppet master?
The puppet master is Jill Biden right now. But I am telling you.
I thought he was the puppet.
No, that's Joe.
No, Joe is the puppet. Jill. Yes. Jill.
Oh, Jill Biden is the. Oh,
is
Jill.
The master.
Oh, I missed that.
No, Jill. Let me tell you. And the Kamala people, they're about to. There's going to be a fight, and it's going to be kind of fun to watch.
Maybe we can make it a pay-per-view event. I'd like to see that.
You know what?
Jill and Kamala go at it.
I'm telling you, let them all fight while we preserve our republic.
Because if we can hold the Senate at least for 2 years,
we have to. There's no
history would indicate that we'll have a red wave in 2022. Yeah. And if we can maintain control of the Senate then and maybe take control of the House, we can stop anything from happening.
The red wave started on last Tuesday night. Not including the Trump race, but you look, we gain houses in the seat, which was unheard of. So in 2022, we're taking the House back.
Unless they find more ways to cheat.
Well, this is true.
I mean, I guess you talked about this some. There had to be, because there were districts with 10, 20, 30% more reporting than they had registered voters.
Yeah.
How can they allow that? How does somebody not look at that and go, what the is going on here?
It can't be allowed, and I did talk about that, because we have to stop the fraud now. If we don't, whether it changes the election or not, I don't know. But we have to stop the fraud, or we're going to lose the republic. And the republic is bigger than any one president.
Right, but apparently people cheating don't care. They think their ends justify the means.
Because they want their power.
That's right.
Bad.
And it's just, we're becoming a third world country. Your vote's not going to count anymore.
That's sad.
I know.
That's awful. I've seen a third world country up close, and it ain't nice. And the beaches are nice.
Here's another thing that's interesting is that, you know, all these calls for defunding the police, and especially in big cities, you know, Los Angeles and New York. Now, the LAPD, in this article here, has stopped responding to low-priority calls due to budget cuts. And the police union is calling it catastrophic. They've been forced to dramatically cut back on the amount of services it provides because they had a $150 million budget cut that resulted from anti-police protests earlier this year. So that means when you need a police officer, you call them. Chances are they're going to prioritize your message and decide whether or not you are high enough priority to send an officer or not. They're offloading a lot of responsibilities, like traffic crashes. They're not going to those anymore. So it's just going to be insurance companies are going to have to battle it out and determine who said, he said, she said.
He said, she said.
No information
and
there.
And if you're getting robbed or your house is getting broken into, you know,
victims of hit and runs will have to file their own reports online.
That's insane.
The station desks will only be manned during the weekdays.
any of those elected officials who voted to defund, do you think they won't have...
Oh, they have private
cops.
Security, I'm sure. That comes out of taxpayer money. They didn't defund their security, I'm sure.
Rest assured that what goes around comes around, and the police across the country are very united. In fact, law enforcement across the country is very united, and they are working hand in hand in many cases for change.
Right. And the thing is, if there's no funding, though, the funding has to come from the politicians. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it goes. Now, I'm going to put this question to everybody out there. Are you prepared? Are you ready? If the police department is so cut, if they have $150 million in cuts, do you think they're going to be able to get to your house when you call and say, well, someone's breaking into my garage? Well, they're going to say, oh, are you in your garage? Well, no, I'm in my house. Well, you know, we'll get there when we can. You know, they're going to have to prioritize every call that comes in and decide whether or not they can actually go out and respond to a call. And this couldn't come at a worse time. With all the rioting and protesting, with the anti-American fascists, with the burn, loot, murder crowd, they're all out there wreaking havoc on businesses, threatening to go to more residential neighborhoods. And they have. They've marched through residential neighborhoods, threatening people, threatening to take their houses, threatening to kill their pets. I mean, the terroristic activity going on here has at an all-time high with no repercussions whatsoever. So I'm going to ask you, are you ready for this? If someone was to break into your house, are you prepared? Do you have a plan? If you have a family, do you have a way to get them into a room that's more safe? Do you know where they're going to be? Can you do it quickly enough? Do you have video surveillance around your house with a doorbell, with cameras, anything like that to figure out when someone comes in, where they're coming from, where do you have to head, how do you hide? I mean, basically, it's just going to come down to, can you hide long enough to let them take what they want and go on their merry way? Or are you prepared to confront somebody looking to break into your house, do your family harm, or steal your property? And it's a shame, because normally you call for the police, especially in a situation where there's a break-in, they get there as quickly as possible. But with cuts like this, there's going to be less and less people to respond. Now, of course, a break-in would probably be considered a higher priority than a traffic accident, but still, in an emergency situation or in a situation with a lot of rioting going on or looting, it's going to have to be immediate threat that's going to bring them out. Otherwise, you're on your own. You're going to have to support yourself. You're going to have to protect yourself. You're going to have to be your own first responder, and not just with weapons. If someone was to break in and hurt somebody in your house, you're going to have to keep them alive until an ambulance can get there. So, you know, medical supplies are one of the most understocked things in a prepper's stockpile, I guess you could say. So make sure, buy a medical kit online, go to a, you know, I know gun shows have them all the time. They have the medical med kits, the military med kits, which have a pretty good selection of all kinds of things for trauma, for wounds. I mean, you know, and some of them have basic stuff like, you know, pain relievers and bee sting cream, which, you know, that stuff you can get anywhere. But you want something for major trauma just to be able to keep somebody from bleeding out on your living room floor. For one, it wreaks havoc with hardwood floors having blood all over it. Or carpet, forget about it. You'll have to replace that. Whether it's someone you care about or whether someone broke into your house and you stopped them in their tracks, you have to be prepared for that. So, and everyone's asking me, I've had so many people come to me this last week, oh my God, I should have bought guns a while ago. Oh my God, I should have bought ammo last year. Ammo prices have again jumped after the election and the impending doom of a Biden presidency. Ammo prices have gone through the roof. Now, they were high before. They have almost doubled again. I was looking online. Ammo that used to be $8 to $10 a box was running up to $28 to $32 a box, now is over $50 a box. For just standard 9mm or standard pistol rounds are running over $1 a round. So if you haven't bought any and you need it, you're going to have to pay for it. There's no other way around it. If you have bought it, I suggest holding on to it. Now, if you don't need ammo and you're fully prepared, there are a couple other things I suggest you should do. You've already got your weapons, you've got your ammo, you're ready to go. Clean your magazines, clean your weapons, make sure they're clean, they're functional, make sure there's nothing loose on them. Make sure everything's working the best you can without firing them, because a lot of people shoot them. I am probably the worst one about this. I shoot them and I leave them dirty until it gets so dirty that I either have problems or I can see it build up tremendously, and then I'll go through and do a semi-cleaning. But I need to go through and clean lots of my weapons. But the most common issue to cause misfirings in weapons is magazines. So make sure your magazines are clean. If you leave them loaded all the time, take them apart once a month, unload them, stretch the spring out a little bit, put it back together, make sure it's got some lubrication on the inside of the body for the spring to slide up and down inside a metal body. In a plastic body, it's not as critical because the plastic actually provides some lubricity that you don't get with a metal spring on a metal body. But this is the kind of prepping you can do. Make sure you have stuff handy. Make sure you can get to it. Make sure you know where it is. Not, oh, yeah, I bought that gun a few years ago. It's in my closet somewhere. Someone's breaking into your house and you're fumbling through your shirts and shoes and bowling accessories trying to find your gun. That's not what you need to be doing. You need to know where it is. You need to have access to it. Plan. You need to have a plan. Because obviously, if the police stop responding, it's going to be up to every person to defend themselves, their families, their property. They have to be their own first responders. Don't get to the point where you're going to rely on police departments that are not funded well enough to protect you. Step up. Do the right thing. Now, I know a lot of you tonight are going to go home, pull your magazines down, unload everything, reload everything, check everything. That's a good start. If you've got the time, all that takes is time. You don't need money to do that. If you have some oil, you have some dirty rags, get in it and start cleaning stuff up. Make sure it's ready to go. Just like your car before you take a long trip. You check the oil, you check the tires, check the headlights, make sure everything's working. I'm not saying we're going to be in for a long trip of shooting and gunning people down or gunning things down, but just in case, it's like insurance. I don't keep a fire extinguisher in my house because I plan on having a fire. I keep it there just in case I have one. Better have it, not need it, than need it and not have it. Okay, enough about that. Go clean things, prepare, get ready. Next up, Boogaloo Boys. Oh, yeah. See, I mean, I know those guys who know the term. These are supposedly people who believe the government will collapse at some point and they will have to take over all aspects of defense of our country, of their families, of their... They think it's going to happen. And there'll be zero police, zero military to help handle anything. And most of this was just a big joke. You know, I mean, no one really expected this. But now, with defunding of police, this may be coming in as more of a realistic approach to things. But this is an FBI claim that Boogaloo Boys have 3D printed machine gun parts. Now, ever since the advent of a 3D printed weapon, when it was first fired, what, like 7-8 years ago, the first 3D weapon was actually fired and shown to work, this has become a thorn in the side of any gun grabbers. They don't want people to be able to make their own guns from scratch. They don't want them to be able to make them from raw materials that they buy for making paper clips. But apparently, this is becoming a thing. And there are some guys in states with restricted magazines who've been making magazine parts because they can't get them shipped in. They can't get them any other way unless they're really, really old. So they make replacement parts to keep magazines functional. And that's something we're going to get to later. Biden has a plan for magazines, for guns, for everything that is just going to be catastrophic if by some amazing chance he gets it to go through. But anyway, so these, apparently, there has been a guy, a criminal complaint filed against a fellow, a resident of West Virginia, who sold more than 600 3D printed plastic components of automatic rifles through his website called PortableWallHanger.com. And the FBI says he attempted to disguise these devices as wall hooks for keys or coats, but you remove the extraneous bracket from the wall hooks and the remaining small plastic piece functions perfectly as a drop-in sear. As a drop-in sear to turn a legal AR-15 into a fully automatic illegal machine gun. Now, these components have been banned in the U.S. for years because the Hughes Act, passed in 1986, stopped this. Excuse me. Now, there were grandfathered in automatic rifles registration. Anything made after 1986 was not legal for a regular citizen to own. In fact, I remember going to gun shows in the early 80s, and there was just ammo boxes, like 50 caliber ammo boxes, filled with these $20 auto sears for AR-15s. And they would just be dumped on the table. You pick them up, $20 each. You could buy all you wanted. The thing is, you had to register it if you were going to put it in a weapon. You had to register it, pay the $200 tax stamps, which by today's standards, a $200 tax stamp for an automatic weapon is ridiculously cheap. But because they stopped ownership of anything manufactured after 1986, the supply of automatic weapons has completely dried up. And the thing is, most law-abiding gun owners are not going to go try and turn a weapon into something fully automatic. They're not going to have parts to do this. But they say Watson's customers, the guy who was making these things, had multiple members of a Boogaloo movement, a heavily armed extremist anti-government group, who've allegedly wounded and killed multiple law enforcement officers in incidents across the country. Now, I don't know. I mean, that sounds like the burn, loot, murder crowd and the anti-American fascists. But, you know, so these guys are getting hold of these devices which can turn a legal semi-automatic AR-15 into a fully automatic AR-15 by just inserting a small plastic piece into it. Now, most of you guys who know anything about rifles know it doesn't take much. You can convert almost any rifle with a zip tie or a piece of tin foil. It doesn't take much to do it. But the fact that we're legal, law-abiding gun owners, we're not going to go out of our way to break the law. We're going to obey the law, and we're not going to do this kind of stuff. But this guy thought he was getting away with it, pulling a fast one, making him into common household items where you could break off the extra part, and then you had the part you really wanted. So, and I think this is going to show, this is going to be an issue that's going to be around forever. Because if you can 3D print these parts, and 3D printers, you can buy a 3D printer for under $100 now. They're cheap, and the supplies, the programming is getting cheaper and cheaper. Imagine if this guy just threw out the program to make all these parts online, just like the guy did with the 3D printed gun. He threw the software out there. He gave it away. He wanted everyone to have it. And the law enforcement just went nuts. The federal government went crazy. They decided they're going to try and stop this, but how do you stop software once it's out there? Once it's on the web, how do you stop it? There are so many places to go to get software, to get programming, to get this kind of stuff. You're never going to be able to stop it. And someone who's really good can just make it, you know, with a file and a buffing wheel, you know, or a sanding wheel. They can make these parts easily. It's not that hard. But keep in mind, most law-abiding citizens are not going to do that because they obey the law. They're not criminals. But these guys, they thought they were getting away with something, so we'll see. Of course, if you believe the National Firearms Act is a restriction on Second Amendment rights, and the government does not have any right to infringe on our rights, then I understand where you're coming from. Although, I would say, don't buy any illegal parts for your weapon. It's just not worth it. The fines are big. The jail time is real. It's not worth it. There are so many legal ways to make your weapon fire faster. One, practice. Practice, practice, practice. Get out there, work your finger action, practice your trigger action, practice your resets. And there's also devices that you can install on these weapons that enable them to fire faster as well without becoming an illegal weapon. So work on that first. If you're unaware of those, look them up. It's not that hard to find, and they're perfectly legal. They're not as easy as these things, the little plastic parts for 10 or 20 bucks, whatever. I don't even know what this guy was selling them for. I didn't go to the website because I don't want to be on a list. Because you just know that they're keeping track of all this stuff. That's how they know how people have these things. They probably took all of his mail-in orders or orders online and started trying to track these people down. So I would be very wary about anything you order online that you have any doubt whether or not it's questionable as to the legality. If there's any question, I'd say stay away from it. It's not worth it. You know, there's too many easier ways to increase firing rates without having to go to illegal means. But talking about getting on a list, just this past week, one of our favorite communists in the Congress has set forth, and she's decided that we have to take note of all these Trump sycophants, all these people who were Trump supporters. And this, if you don't know about this, this happened in the 40s and 50s. Hollywood began the process of blacklisting, denying work to entertainment professionals who were allegedly sympathizers of the Communist Party. And now it looks like we've gone 180 degrees from this, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants to keep list of everybody who was a Trump supporter or who supported freedom or is a patriot or was against her man Joe Biden, and she wants to keep them on a list and keep track of them and try and make things difficult for them. I mean, this is straight out. She wants to blacklist people who were Trump supporters. She thinks they have this huge majority, and they're going to be able to do this. Now, I hope she, of course, has no knowledge of history. She doesn't know this has happened in the U.S. before, and it was a dark time. It was not good what was going on with the blacklisting and the McCarthy era. This was ridiculous. It was a Salem witch hunt, done in modern times, and she wants to bring it back. I mean, that's how things are done in the Soviet Union. That's how things are done in mainland China, the People's Republic of China. You speak out against the government, they'll put you on a list and they'll come visit you. They may even take you away for a while. Your family may never see you again. Or you may come back with an attitude adjustment. Who knows? I guess she thinks this is the way we need to do things here. And apparently, yeah, here's the actual quote. I'm going to read this. Is anyone archiving these Trump sycophants for when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future? I foresee decent probability of many deleted tweets, writings, and photos in the future. Oh, so she wants to keep track of everybody who's ever tweeted or put anything on Facebook that was pro-Trump. So she wants to make sure she can keep track of these people as if they're criminals because they hold a different opinion than she does. Could you imagine how much trouble she would be in if conservatives were holding that same standard to liberals? I mean, this is not a us versus them situation. We have one country, and our job is just to keep it free, keep it functioning, and keep it running under the rules the Constitution has set forth. And by making a list of people arbitrarily who disagree with you, that is completely illegal, completely unrealistic, and it's communist. But AOC has already, she's a self-proclaimed communist. That's what she wants. That's what she wants. She's asking, have you ever owned or do you own a MAGA hat? You know, she's thinking that's a stipulation of which you should be put on one of these lists. She's potentially targeting people for their political affiliation. I'm like, this is horrifying to think that this woman is allowed to speak like this and be a member of Congress. So before you buy any parts online for anything, you don't want to get on any list to do with gun parts. And now apparently you're going to have to be careful what you say politically because people want to make lists. Now this is James Woods. I'm going to have to read this carefully because he tends to use colorful language and I'll try not to read any of that on the air. He goes, are you literally making lists? I understand that you are an ignorant nitwit who's never had a passing acquaintance with history book. But political lists are exactly what communists do. Lenin, Stalin, Pol Pot, Castro. So put me at the top of your list, you moron. I'd be honored. So there you go. I mean, he says right away, she has no idea. This is how communists operate. This is how socialists operate. They keep track of people who hold a different political opinion. And in this country, up until recently, you were allowed to have a different political opinion. If you didn't like guns, don't buy one. If you like them, buy one. Do it legally, though. So be aware. I mean, if you have pictures of you with guns on your Facebook page, if she gets her way, everybody who has a gun, she's going to start archiving things. She's going to start keeping track of these things. And it's going to be something we're going to have to, as gun owners, you're going to have to watch out for this. If you make some comment about prepping or being prepared for a government issue, she's going to want to keep track of this. She's going to want to put you on a list. So I just say, beware. This is the communist in our Congress coming after us. Because the one thing they want to do before they pass laws to restrict people is they want to take the guns away. Because an unarmed society cannot fight back. You can't fight back if you don't have anything to fight back with. And they're going to start slow. First, they're going to say, well, you don't need this kind of gun or that kind of gun. You don't need these magazines. You don't need this kind of accessory. And they're going to start slow. Like I'm going to say this once again, I described this like boiling the frog. You put a frog, you toss a frog into a pot of hot water, he jumps out. You put him in a pot of cool water and turn on a little heat and let it slowly come up to temperature, he'll sit there till he boils to death because it happens so slowly he's unaware of the changes. That's the way they're going to attempt this. They're going to start off slow and easy. Make it very quiet, very, very subtle. They're going to go after the most extreme people first, and then it's going to filter back down. So just be careful what you post. Be careful what you say. Now, here's a Venezuelan, and this went viral too. She noted how, she goes, that's exactly what happened in my country, Venezuela. They made a list of 3 million people, and everyone was banned for any state benefit or any job. Thousands were fired after the list was made, including me. This tactic is common practice in socialist ideologies. Fascism, socialism. That's exactly where this is coming from. And it's funny because she supports the anti-American fascists as an anti-fascist group when she's using fascist ideology to process this ridiculous idea she's got. We're going to talk about in a minute what Biden wants to do to our guns, though. He's taken everything down off his website as far as his positions and everything go. He's got some little speech on there now, so you can't see it, but I've copied a lot of it already. And it's going to be weird to see how this goes. They're going to try and make this interesting. Okay, so she goes on, Trump sycophants, let me reiterate, Trump and his enablers will be held responsible for all the bad things they have done to this country. This is applicable to people at the other side of the aisle. Why is this so difficult to grasp? Some idiots have a short fuse these days. She wants to keep track of people who supported our president, even though he was the duly elected president for 4 years and all they did was fight him. So be careful, be aware. Don't be too blatant about, you know, making aware people of your position on guns necessarily, unless you know they're like-minded. You know, if someone comes to you and asks questions, be careful what you say to them. It looks like we're heading into a communist society. Now, granted, AOC's ideas rarely take root or go anywhere, but it seems like with the way things are going, she's becoming the mainstream. She's becoming the one people look to for ideas. It's about she wants to hold people accountable for their previous thoughts and views. She wants to be a thought police. If you think Trump was right, then she wants to put you on a list. If you own guns and she doesn't think you should, she wants to put you on a list. Now, there's been, I guess, talk of this forever. People saying, oh, I don't want to buy this gun magazine, or I don't want to buy this through the mail because I don't want to get on a list. And, you know, it's entirely possible. I don't know with the NSA's capabilities. I'm sure they could keep a list of everybody who bought anything in the world, especially stuff that they deem possibly revolutionary or controversial. So be careful with what you do, especially if you're a legal gun owner and you want to stay that way. Be aware of what you're buying. If something seems too good to be true, oh, great, I can buy a machine gun for $20. Don't do it. You're just going to get yourself in trouble. It's not worth it. So, but be aware. These people are coming after us. They want to see our guns taken away. They want to see us put in a position. She goes, I love seeing Trump supporters cry. It's my daily medicine, my weekly energy, my monthly inspiration, and yearly motivation. Their loss is the only reason I'm still alive. I was born to love and enjoy the failure that they have achieved. This is someone responding to AOC on her tweet. So this is the kind of people we're dealing with. They are elated with the fact that Trump supporters suffer any kind of anything. You know, if somebody gets sick and they're a Trump supporter, she's elated to see them suffer. I mean, this is just, it's so childish, and yet this has become the new norm. So, like I say, just be careful who you talk to. Be careful who you talk to about, especially about guns, because Joe Biden has made it very clear he is coming for them. Maybe not today, maybe tomorrow, but soon. He's coming for him. He's on his website when he was running. He said he wants to ban assault weapons. He did it once before. 1994 to 2004, there was a ban on anything he deemed an assault weapon. And, of course, the market, the free market in America took hold, and they found ways to preserve our freedom while still abiding by these weird, odd restrictions. And you know the Democrats are going to learn from this. They're going to go further and further in making descriptions and making, you know, more and more weapons illegal. Now, I don't know if they're going to try and come after things in people's hands, or are they going to try and just ban things from further sales? From what I understand, Joe is trying to pass a law making every single weapon that's a semi-automatic go on to a Class 3 weapon, meaning you have to have a $200 tax stamp for every weapon you have. And then he goes on to say any magazines that are over 10 rounds are going to be taxed the same way. Now, there's probably conservatively a couple billion magazines out there that hold over 10 rounds, which means every single one of these is going to have a registration number somehow, be registered, and pay a $200 tax stamp per magazine you own. That's part of his plan. Now, I don't know if it's ever going to be able, because magazines aren't registered now. There's no serial numbers on them. There was never a need, because nobody ever thought that anybody would try something like this. Although, during 1994 to 2004, they restricted sale of any magazine over 10 rounds to any civilian or any place that sold to civilians. In fact, I've still got some that were manufactured during that time, because after 2004, they were able to sell them to the public again. And I have some that are stamped, restricted, law enforcement only. And it's amazing because, you know, that's how they knew whether they were manufactured after or before a certain time. Certain manufacturers only manufactured prior to a certain time. Now, another thing with the magazine ban I think they're going to have a problem with is the Ninth Circuit Court in California, or on the West Coast, has just ruled that magazine bans are unconstitutional. So I wonder if they're going to try and pass this into federal law, will this come up? Will people be able to use this court's decision as precedent? Now, it's being appealed right now again. Actually, it got sent back to the Ninth Court for a reconsideration. I don't know what new evidence they gave them or what new considerations they wanted to implore there, but they're looking at it again, and if they don't do it within so many days, California will be able to buy whatever size magazines you want, hopefully for more than a week this time. The last time this went through, they had Freedom Week, which for 1 week, almost 1.3 million magazines were shipped into California of every size, shape, and possibility you can imagine. So we'll see if Joe gets his magazine ban. Actually, and he's not even banning them. He's just saying you're going to have to pay a tax on them. And then he's talking about taxes on ammo also. He wants to restrict anybody who uses guns either, you know, for sporting events or for self-protection. He wants to take them away from everybody. That's his eventual goal to me. He hasn't flat out said this, but you know, they're going to start small. They're going to work, oh, well, nobody needs that. Well, yeah, well, nobody needs to sit in the front of the bus either, but you know what? Rights are not determined by what you need. Rights are determined, given to you, and it's up to you to protect them. So if you believe in your rights, you have to stand up, you have to protect them, you have to vote for people who are willing to stand up for you. Don't let these people take our gun rights away. They've already infringed on so many things. I mean, I know there are people who believe the 1934 Gun Act is completely ridiculous and needs to be repealed. It was the one that put restrictions and tax stamps on fully automatic weapons and on suppressors. And I had somebody show their suppressor to their... He ordered a barrel or something, and he told his mail carrier was talking about, oh, is that a gun part? He goes, oh, it's just a barrel. It's nothing without the rest of the gun. He goes, oh, people don't need to be able to get that through the mail. This was the mail carrier. So... And that's another thing that was on Biden's list of things. He wants to end all online gun sales. Now, keep in mind, an online gun sales takes place online. It gets shipped to your dealer. Then you go through the appropriate background checks, show them your license, your ID, your gun permit, and then you take the weapon home. It never gets shipped directly to you. There's no guns bought through the internet that are shipped to your house. You know, you don't sit there and the mailman hands you, you know, an M60 machine gun. Here you go, pal. I got your gun today. It doesn't happen that way. Any weapon you order, if it is a modern weapon, gets shipped to your local gun dealer and you go pick it up there after showing proper ID, after going through a background check, or having a gun permit that shows you have been through the proper background check. But now the big thing, another thing, is he's talking about making gun part sales illegal online. So now, even if you buy the receiver, federally registered receiver, sign the paperwork, get the receiver in your hand, you fill out the 4473, and away you go. Now you can't even buy the parts to complete it online as you used to be able to. So he is, you know, he's going to make it extremely difficult. Then, of course, everyone's going to go to local gun shops, go to gun shows, they're going to buy parts that way if this goes through. That's why we have to vote, have to support those to keep the Senate under control, and hopefully, if they maintain a majority in the Senate, they'll be able to stop some of these ridiculous laws from going through. Of course, I have my doubts, because a lot of times government make deals, they compromise, and when they compromise, they mean give up our rights. A compromise usually means you get something back in return. You give something, you get something. Every time gun owners have compromised, they end up giving up something and getting nothing in return. That's not a compromise, that's a surrender. If you're asking for surrender, I don't think you're going to get it. Noncompliance is going to become a term you're going to hear a lot more lately. When they start asking people to surrender things that they legally bought and legally owned, and now all of a sudden it's illegal, and the government wants to buy them back, you can't buy something back that you didn't sell to somebody. It's not yours to buy back. It was purchased legally. It was owned legally. Forcing a buyback is a confiscation. That's all there is to it. They'll throw you a couple of dollars, say they bought it back, even if you don't want to sell it. They're going to tell you it's a buyback, and they're going to justify it. They're going to take your private property because they don't think you should own it. Why? I wonder, what's the government going to do after 234 years that's going to make you want to shoot them? It doesn't make any sense at all. But, you know, he vows he's going to have, in his first days in office, he's going to try and do some sort of gun control. He's also going to rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement, which, you know, I don't know what that's going to do. Just make everything more expensive. But watch out for Biden's plan. If he starts pushing stuff through, it's going to be crazy, especially if he goes the $200 tax stamp on all guns or all magazines. I mean, who is going to be able to surrender? Who's going to be able to pay that? If you have an AR with six magazines, you're going to have to pay $1,400 just to keep it, even though you already bought it. And a lot of people will not be able to afford this, and they'll have to hand it over.
You know, Roger, there's the old World War II saying,
mm-hmm.
Loose lips sink ships. If you've got a weapon, if you've got magazines, keep it to yourself.
Right.
And don't even, if you've got young kids in schools, you know, and don't show them your weapon.
Right. Until it's time to teach them how to use it. And even then, yeah, they have to understand, you don't tell anybody in school about this. You don't tell any of your friends. You don't tell teachers. You don't post it on Facebook or Instagram, whatever, you know, book page, whatever the hell it is this week. Parler. Well, Parler might be better. They're supposed to be a conservative version of Facebook, which I haven't investigated yet.
But, you know, the best is what Sergeant Schultz used to say. I know nothing.
That's right. When they and this is, we talked about this a few weeks ago. Who's going to come collect these guns? Are local police departments going to come to your house?
Another question I asked Brett, and oh, poor dumb Brett couldn't even answer the question. Who are the mask police?
The mask police?
The mask police. Biden's going to declare by executive order everybody has to wear a mask, but who's coming to my house to see if I got a mask on?
I don't know. I guess he's going to ask for local enforcement to step up and help with this.
Maybe it's the post office that can't deliver guns, but they can check your mask.
Check your mask, yeah. Make sure you're wearing one. The mask holes.
Yeah. You know.
The mask debate. Say that three times fast.
Hi, I'm with the mask police.
That's right. We're here to check your mask. Well, I'm wearing it, I think. Why are you not wearing it? Because I'm in my house alone? Yeah, I saw a lady outside today as I was pulling up. She's walking outside a parking lot by herself wearing her mask as she walks to her car. And I was like, oh my God, you know. It was funny, but during the pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, millions of people were dying of pneumonia. Because they were wearing masks and it was trapping all the moisture in the mask and they were rebreathing all this air and it was causing way more health problems than the Spanish flu probably would have caused to start with. So, I mean, I think we're in for a bout of that, especially come wintertime when the air gets a little moister and a little colder. I think we're going to have more and more health problems due to people wearing masks. Now, granted, if you do what you're supposed to do, wash a mask every 2 days or replace a paper one every day, but nobody does that. They leave one hanging in their car for weeks at a time. You know, all that stuff you breathe into, it just sits there and festers. You know, and you're just breathing all that back into your lungs. There's going to be mold, there's going to be fungus, there's going to be all kinds of issues we're going to have with health problems if we keep up this mask business. But that's a whole nother story. Not gun related, but yeah. But Biden's coming after us and so many, he wants to make the government bigger. And it reminds me of a saying. The tree of liberty needs to be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. He's pushing his way into being a tyrant. He wants the government to have more control over every aspect of our lives. And I don't think there's going to be any compromise on what he wants. He's pushing it hard and fast. The media is complicit. The crazy thing is the media is complicit, and the first thing that the government's going to do is take over the media and take their control away. And they have no idea. They're watering the tree that has the rope tied to it that's wrapped around the media's neck, and they're watering the tree. So that shows you how stupid they are. It actually makes a really good visual, but I don't have it. But you just have to imagine a guy watering a tree that's got a rope tied to a branch around his neck. So he's basically hanging himself by supporting this. So the media is doing exactly that. They're supporting restrictions on freedom, restrictions on whether it's free speech or right to own a gun, whatever it is. They're supporting restrictions on freedom. And the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to take over the media and tell them what they can and can't report.
And while you're hiding your weapons, hide your copies of the Constitution.
Yeah, they may decide that's some sort of blasphemy of some sort.
Yeah. But, you know, that's we kid, but yet, what did the Nazis do? They went after the weapons, and they also went after books.
Yeah, any books that preached ideas of freedom and small government, they burned them. They burned books. And the left is looking to do the same thing right now. They want to make lists of people. They want to punish people for their political ideas. I mean, that is so un-American. I just can't believe that they would let somebody serve in Congress who swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, which clearly states you have the right to free speech. You have the right to keep and bear arms. But she doesn't care. I don't think she's ever read the thing. Anyway. And it's funny because we've had, okay, Biden is supposedly projected to be the president-elect, because there actually is no president-elect until December 8th, I think, when they actually certify all the elections. But he's slated to be the president-elect. And it's funny how there have been no protests. Trump supporters haven't gone out and protested. They haven't burned anything. They're not looting. They're not destroying cities. And I wonder, how would it have been if Trump had won by a large margin or had won at all? Would we be in the midst of the greatest civil unrest we've ever seen just because the left didn't get their way? And don't be surprised if they start flipping some of these states back and forth and Trump ends up getting much closer and they start having a battle over it or goes to court. And if Trump ends up winning, what's going to happen? The riots are going to start right back up again. Joe Biden stood there and told them, not yet. Not yet. So he's telling them it's okay to do it if I don't win, but if I win, then you need to stand down.
You know, nobody has mentioned the fact until I'm about to mention the fact, but it's very curious to a number of my associates and myself when it was brought up to me. You realize something else strange about this election? Very strange.
Besides mail-in ballots that have never existed before?
No, it's that none of the powers that be, i.e. Putin, Russia, i.e. China,
are being blamed for anything,
and i.e. Ukraine, have not called Biden and congratulated him. No one's in the world has accepted the fact that he's supposedly won.
Well, when they discovered all these counties with 10, 20, 30% more people voting than they had registered, obviously there's fraud going on in huge numbers. I mean, I don't care. Win, lose, or draw, I don't care. I mean, I care, but win, lose, or draw, as long as it's fair, I'm willing to accept whatever results we have. But when you know, when the cheating is that obvious, and the media is just willing to look the other way, I mean, this may be the beginning of the end of our republic.
Like my source said, when the powers that be in other nations, they know something that we don't know, and they don't want to be made fools of. Well, you you endorsed his election, and now it's been turned over. Now what are you going to do?
Right.
They don't want to be embarrassed, so they just keep their mouths shut.
Well, they want to wait until it's confirmed.
Yeah.
And now with all, the cheating is just, it's massive. And the fact that they're not even, the lamestream media is not even reporting any of it.
Well, there's something else going on, too, that where law enforcement isn't taking hold, there will be others that will.
Right, and those are probably going to be street gangs, drug dealers. People who have control in underground worlds are going to come out as the first replacement of police officers.
Well, no, this is all folks that have a law background that are, you know, like I said earlier on, or talking to Victor, you know, Trump had law enforcement behind him. Trump
has
veterans behind him, and he has the military behind him. And
if it comes to that, I think he will have a stronger hold than anybody else, because as proven by the last time, Obama had a disdain for our military. He couldn't stand them. In fact, there were many times he used terminology that he shouldn't have used against our military. And, you know, he didn't care for them. He didn't support them the way Trump does. Trump, I truly believe he loves the military personnel. He goes and shows it even when nobody's looking. He goes out of his way to make a case to where he supports them. And he knows what they do. He knows the sacrifices they've made.
This is where the mainstream media, the fake news, you know, they think they know every move that Trump was making. And yet, many, many times, and I have this on very good authority, many, many times he was visiting Walter Reed.
Right, exactly. He made surprise visits to troops overseas. He made visits to Walter Reed without alerting the press, without making a big deal about it, because he wanted to go because he felt in his heart it was the right thing. I mean, despite what you think of Trump, and whether he says things that are crass or maybe not necessarily entirely politically correct, his heart is in the right place. He believes this country can be great again, and he truly believes that. And I don't think he has any ulterior motive. Why would a billionaire want to run for office for $400,000 a year, which he was giving away anyway? I'm curious to see. I'm sure Biden won't be giving his salary away.
No.
But anyway, and there's one more James Woods tweet I want to read out here. And just like that, the rioting and looting has ceased overnight, and now half the country that pummeled America like a battered wife is telling her to put on sunglasses, hide her black eye, be a good girl, and come together as one. Her answer? Yeah, go forget yourself. Yeah, you can't do that now. You're beaten the right to death, and now you want us to come together after you showed us the way to behave, after you showed people how to burn, loot, murder, how to be an anti-American fascist. Now you want us to come together now that you think you've won. Now, I wonder if they're going to be preaching the same thing if they overturn this election and Trump ends up being declared a winner. Are they still going to preach for unity? Are they going to still preach for us to come together as one? I have a feeling not.
I think you're right.
I have a feeling then you'll see violence rise in astronomical ways. And that's going to be kind of scary, especially with defunding of the police in certain areas. Everyone's going to have to take care of themselves. Again, preparing is half the battle, and it doesn't have to be buying stuff. If you don't have anything, then yeah, you may have to buy some stuff. But if you already have stuff, talk to neighbors or people who are like-minded. Before you let them know what you have or what your plan is, make sure you're talking to people who are like-minded. Make sure that you guys can support each other and stand up. If rioters come marching through your neighborhood, are you going to be able to stop them? Will you be able to protect your property, your neighbor's property? Will you guys stand together? Do you have a plan? That's something that's probably the biggest thing you can do, and it's the hardest thing to do, because today everyone's in their own house, they play on the internet, they watch TV, they don't walk around the neighborhood as much as they used to, or if they do, they don't know their neighbors necessarily. It's hard to do. It's very hard to do. Now, some neighborhoods are more together than others, and if you have a Facebook or some sort of social media account for your neighborhood, join it. See who's in there. But before you say anything, get a feel for their political leanings before you reveal anything about yourself. You may find yourself in a sea of enemies in your own neighborhood, in which case, keep your mouth quiet, keep your plans quiet, don't let anybody know what you've got or what, you know, or what you're capable of, as you may end up being turned into an enemy almost immediately upon this. So again, stay prepared, stay locked and loaded, be ready, but be cautious who you talk to, who you reveal anything to. Because right now, especially with occasional Cortex wanting to make a list of people who supported Trump, how much longer is that going to be till you get a list of people who supported, you know, no gun control, or besides you find people who supported having guns? That list is just one step down from the one. First they go free speech, then they go to the weapons. So be careful who you talk to, be careful what you reveal, and stay prepared. And like I say, preparation can be as simple as just getting ready, knowing where things are, digging stuff out of where you've hidden it before, and make sure it's accessible yet secure. So there's a lot of work to be done. Hopefully this will go through peacefully. No matter which way it goes, it'll be peacefully. It'll be relaxed. People won't have any more violence. Hopefully everybody will go along to get along no matter which way it goes. Now, granted, I hope Biden doesn't get in and try and pass his $200 tax stamp on every magazine that I used to own before they were lost in that horrible boating accident. And I'm sure, like in New Zealand, that's one of the biggest ones that just came up recently. They have had, I think for the last year, they've had an order to hand in all semi-automatic rifles that they deemed as assault weapons. And some of them are military style, some were just semi-automatic weapons. And out of the approximate 1.2 to 1.5 million weapons they believe exist in their country, people have handed over 37 of them. So you can see, non-compliance is the easiest way. And that, again, is going to come to a point we discussed a few weeks about knowing where your local police department stands. If you get a chance to talk to them, ask them. I mean, oh my gosh, what if they take guns away? Do you guys have to go do that? And just kind of get a feel for it. I mean, be careful what you reveal, though, because these may be the guys knocking on your door saying, oh, I remember that guy. He was telling me he had 20 guns locked in his basement with all this ammo and everything, and oh, we'll go to his house first. You know, be careful what you say. Just ask, you know, in general terms, if you can, avoid saying who you are. Or in this case, maybe even use an alias and say you live somewhere else, because you really don't want to reveal too much to someone who may be an enemy. It's going to be bad because they're going to pit Americans against Americans. Yep. And that's bad. The Constitution was written, it is read, it is not interpreted to mean different things now than it did then. It is clear, it is concise. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Meaning you cannot, the government is forbidden from making laws to infringe on our right to keep and bear arms. Now, they've stomped all over this, they've twisted it, they've bent it, they've stretched it, and they've passed all kinds of laws restricting gun ownership. And granted, there are some things I agree with. Don't let a convicted felon have a gun. Absolutely not, especially if he committed a gun crime. He does not need to have access to weapons. So I'm not saying there doesn't need to be any common sense, but let's keep it to a limited amount where you keep people who are criminals or are known to be criminals from possessing weapons. If you're a legal resident of the United States, you're a law-abiding resident of the United States, your rights should not be infringed. And that's not just for weapons you can buy now, even for anything. You know, you should be a free person in a free country. But it looks like the Democrats want to take more and more of that away. Not only can you not have a gun, but you're not going to be able to go outside without a mask on. You're going to have to walk through the park, walking your dog with a mask on. Your dog's going to think you're an idiot. But, you know, I'm beginning to believe dogs are smarter than a lot of people anyway. And I know some of you know what I'm talking about.
I would, I'd buy into that theory, yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's something just like you mentioned, and I started it not too long ago with a neighbor that had blue lights in their porch lights, and I stopped and asked them, does that mean you support the police, that blue lives matter? And they said yes. And unfortunately, because of whatever and whatever, they've changed their lights out again because they don't want
to be targeted. They don't want to be put targeted. On a list.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. Free speech is being trampled.
But as Roger brought up, you need to know your neighbors, and you need to know where they are coming from and who you can count on and who you might have a question about or don't feel that comfortable about. But you need to know who you can count on,
right?
Who you can pick up the phone and say, Who's that banging on my front door?
Yeah, who's that group marching down the street with Molotov cocktails in their hands?
Yeah.
Is anybody stopping them yet?
but, you know, this may be in its own sick way a good thing of getting us back to knowing our neighbors and finding trust in people.
And it's hard right now because the COVID restrictions, nobody wants to go out and see anybody they don't know, but it's funny because my neighborhood did exactly the opposite. As soon as the COVID thing started a lockdown back in March, they started having cookouts once a month in the middle of the street.
I think that's great.
I think I live in a great neighborhood.
Yeah, I believe it.
Guy would get his smoker out, smoke a bunch of meat. People would bring stuff to cook, bring side dishes, and everybody would share everything. It was great. We still do it every month.
What day is it? How do they feel about outsiders?
I don't know. Usually they just invite people in the neighborhood, but I don't know. I'm sure if somebody was like-minded, we could get somebody to probably invite you over for a neighborhood cookout. Maybe you might even move. Who knows?
But it's certainly becoming a possibility. It's
yeah,
it's just always good in even the worst.
Let's hope this shines light on the evil so we can stomp it out.
Yeah.
You know, like AOC with her making a list. That's ridiculous. That's from the dark times of the 40s and 50s, and history repeats itself. Why? Because those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And she obviously doesn't learn from anything because she's just stupid. She doesn't know what she's talking about most of the time, and she says things that are so ridiculously anti-American. Unless she's not stupid and just believes communism is the way to go, and she's pushing it as hard as she can, in which case she's pushing her agenda. And that's what she needs to do. But I don't think she realizes her parents came from a place that had very restrictive rules. And they, from what I understand, they do not like the message she's sending out.
Her parents?
That's what I understood, yes.
I hadn't heard that, but that's, like we've preached many times, and that's why we do a show in Venezuela. And folks... You're going to have to stop and think. Think? Oh, my God.
I know. It's difficult for some of us.
You know how long it takes included. To read the Constitution?
To read it carefully and constructively and understand everything that's said? It takes a little while.
Not necessarily understand every word, but just to read through the Constitution, it maybe takes less than an hour to read
through it. Oh, absolutely, yes.
You know? And I would recommend highly, highly, one, read through the Constitution and look at what it says about elections and et cetera. The other four words that I'm going to say, one is Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Those are the four words. Don't forget them. Kelly Loeffler and
David Perdue.
And David Perdue.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We need to maintain control of the Senate, if nothing else, just to stall any possible gun control that's coming down the pipeline or any kind of ridiculous programs that are coming down the pipeline. Even if we can just stall Joe for 2 years, that's all we need to do. And hopefully a red wave in 2022 and we'll be at a standstill. Because I think government performs best when they do nothing.
Absolutely.
The less they do, the safer we are.
That's it. With that being said, folks, we gotta make like a leave and leave. Anyway, we'll see you next week.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.